This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding. One man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan Emord.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
All right, before we officially go to Jonathan Emord and Cheryl Chumley, we've got to applaud and congratulate the mainstream media for their accuracy in predicting a Trump victory.
Tomorrow night, I think, when Hillary Clinton wins, that Donald Trump will have lost this election from the very first day he announced and took off after Mexicans.
Classic Trump. I think you have to view last night's debate as Donald Trump's concession speech. He realizes he can't win.
He had no chance, in my view. The numbers are going to bear that out tomorrow.
Well, I can't find a single Republican who now thinks they're going to win.
You can't go into a general election with only 25% of the Republican base behind you and expect to win in a general. You just can't.
That's an awfully difficult lead to make up. It really is at this point, particularly when Trump's negatives remain in the 60s, which is just almost unprecedented.
We may lose by historic proportions.
Bad approach.
He knows he can't win.
No. I think Donald Trump has fooled himself into looking at his crowds and the rallies and the size, and he thinks that's America.
He had no chance to win doing what he was doing, and with the Latino community feeling so targeted from the very first day he announced.
This guy isn't a Republican. He can't beat Hillary Clinton.
Oh, yeah, the mainstream media, their accuracy, it's world record territory, Jonathan Emord.
Yes, unfortunately, they were among the most biased people. The bias is so palpable and outrageous that I can't see how anyone can look to the mainstream media for information that's unfiltered by a liberal lens. So there we have it, Robert. And Donald Trump really proved to be the man of the hour. He is going to be, I think, one of the greatest presidents in American history. And that is due to a confluence of factors, not least of which is the overwhelming popular support for much of his agenda, which will enable him, with a Republican Congress, to take advantage of his first 100 days in pushing through enormous reforms. And I think we're going to see incredible activity out of the White House and out of the leadership on Capitol Hill that could, if it passes, signal a new day for this country that's going to open up the free market, defend the borders, help us vanquish terror, and really create an environment hospitable to free enterprise and growth of the gross domestic product, opportunity for people. I think it's a great day.
Well, and the question I have for Cheryl Chumley, we were open and upfront about what we wanted to see happen based on our love of liberty and country, and of course the criminality of the Democratic opponent based on a lot of the WikiLeaks, the things that were coming out. But the concern, I guess we all had was, would it be enough? Because the crowds were big, as you heard the mainstream media reports saying, well, that he thinks those crowds actually mean something. Well, it turns out the mainstream media had no clue about what America is and the American people and what they wanted.
Yeah, not just the mainstream media, but the pollsters, because, you know, the mainstream media was getting their information from a lot of these polls and these pollsters. And, you know, Newsweek, for crying out loud, was so red-faced and had to pull 125,000 copies of its magazine from shelves because their cover read the next day, Madam Clinton, you know, for president, basically saying that she had won. I mean, that's how certain the mainstream press and the pollsters were that Trump was going to lose. And, he drew crowds. And what was interesting to me was that time after time after time, you know, the predictions were that Trump was a failure. There's no way he's going to make it. And every time he pulled ahead, every time he pulled it out. And so, you know, between that and the crowds alone, common sense should say that, hey, here's a candidate who's not going to just roll over and play dead.
Yeah, and I've been talking to some members of the mainstream press about this because they're baffled, and I'm just telling them, not that I think I'm going to help them by telling them because they're hamstrung by whoever owns them, but I said, you guys don't talk to any real people. You talk amongst yourself in an echo chamber and think you know reality. And this is, you know, as you said, Jonathan, so accurately, this is it. Who would ever go back to the mainstream media for information or news? That's why we have the rise of the new media, the Robert Scott Bell Show here, Mike Adams, Natural News, Cheryl Chumley, and all that she's doing in writing. That's a good sign for the First Amendment.
Yes, I think the big losers in the election that did not anticipate in the least that they would be in that position, not just Hillary, it's Hillary Clinton, the Clinton family, the Clinton Foundation, the mainstream media, and also all of these PC groups that think that they can make the world conform to their agenda and fully anticipated that that would happen. You know, I found it quite amusing when Hillary Clinton's campaign headquarters in New York, in Manhattan, had set up the stage and everything for a victory and had Katy Perry ready to go, Cher ready to come out, and Black Lives Matter representatives ready to come on the stage and a number of other people who were going to come up there.
Yeah.
And then about 10 o'clock at night and thereafter, everything began to fall apart for them. And so they sent everybody home, and they didn't have any of those people appear, and they didn't have the fireworks on the Hudson either. But it's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful example of how the people can through this democratic means take back the government from the hands of those who had abused it and who had become so smug and so arrogant in their assumption of power that they believed fundamentally there was no way they could lose. They thought, you know, with the WikiLeaks information about Hillary, it's open in those messages. They thought that they could hoodwink the American people. They thought that these people, that the American people were rubes and that they were unsophisticated and that they could cheat and steal and do whatever they wanted to and take advantage of the people and never be made to account. Well, on election day, a majority of those who voted said they wanted Hillary Clinton to account. They did not want her to take the Oval Office. They did not want the most corrupt politician in American history to become president. And they saved this nation from what would have been total ruination, in my opinion. Absolute corruption and abuse of power on a grander scale than Obama even gave us.
Mm-hmm.
And they have instead turned to a person based on his promises, now they'll expect them to be fulfilled, that he would reduce the size of government, cut taxation, build the wall, and create an opportunity society by lowering taxes and unleashing the engine of free enterprise. And we'll see if that happens. But he's committed to it, and I suspect that in the first 100 days, we are going to see a legislative agenda unlike anything we have ever seen from a president in modern history, as far as its advance of the agenda of liberty and free enterprise. That's at least what it seems to be. And also, if I were Hillary Clinton, I would be worried that Obama will not pardon her and that she's going to be subject to prosecution under a Rudy Giuliani attorney generalship. I really don't know, but I strongly suspect that that will happen based on the evidence. I think Comey is history. Mm-hmm, I think, you know, I think that we're going to see a new agenda, and I think the people at the Justice Department who have been chafing at the bit because they've had a person there that they want out who's the head of it and who really have the evidence and are necessary to prosecute her, they want to go forward. And I think that Rudy Giuliani will allow them to do that and will encourage the prosecution and will be strictly fair and very judicious. But look, let's be frank about this. The evidence is overwhelming against her, and if the rule of law means anything, it means any official, high or low, in this government must account for unlawful activity.
Yeah.
And if she's allowed off the hook, then it maintains the double standard.
Yeah. Cheryl, is there anything in that first 100 days? I see we have an article here linked up as well to it in the show notes at robertscottbell.com as far as on his agenda that's already announced.
Well, as far as I know, he hasn't come out and officially announced anything yet. I know that there were questions given to Kellyanne Conway, his campaign manager, about going after Hillary Clinton. And she kind of dodged the question a little bit. And, you know, you can read into that, that, oh, no, Trump's already caving on a campaign vow. Or you can just read into it that Trump is trying to be diplomatic at a time where when diplomacy is called for. So, you know, what he would announce now, I wouldn't read too much into it until he actually is seated in the White House.
All right. We've got links in the show notes to a couple of articles by Cheryl Chumley. She's got her website, CherylChumley.com, including the protesters flooding the streets yelling, "Not my president!" And we know that they're astroturfers by and large. But, you know, let them whine. And I would say let California secede if they want to and take their debt with them.
That's a wonderful idea.
That'd be a great outcome. That'd be great.
You know, remember all the actors and actresses who said they would leave the country if Donald Trump were elected?
Yes.
Let's see if they leave the country. Let's leave those big salaries and those Hollywood opportunities and go to Bangladesh for a lifetime.
Yeah, see what that's like. I heard from some of our friends in talk radio in Canada that they're not interested in the American celebrities coming up there. So, yeah, maybe Bangladesh is good. All right, folks, those who love liberty, this is the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Jonathan Emord and Cheryl Chumley. We'll be back to talk about where we go from here after this. And Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swung up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivora as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Othrell, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, CARNIVORA.com. Call now.
Have you ever wanted to quit your job and be your own boss? Interested in investing in real estate, flipping homes, paying off your mortgage in 5 to 10 years, making up to $10,000 in commissions while you learn? Go to WealthCreationInstitution.com now. Find out why we're ranked in the top 2% of the fastest growing companies in the United States, according to Inc. 5000. Limited positions available. Go now. WealthCreationInstitution.com. That's WealthCreationInstitution.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Charlie Daniels. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S., to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right, it's Jonathan Ebord and Cheryl Chumley here. Post-election coverage tonight. And, stunning victory. No doubt about it. People, relax. Super Don will be here next hour to calm the waters if you weren't a Trump supporter. He'll talk to you. He'll show you it'll be okay. It'll be all okay. Also, Dr. Jack Wolfson. We'll be here. We're going to talk about some vaccine issues next hour at a big event in Phoenix, Arizona. But right now, continuing on with Jonathan and Cheryl, the big thing I think, health care. I mean, the disaster that is Obamacare, if it isn't evidenced by now, you haven't been awake for the last maybe, since 2010, where people have been predicting it, like Jonathan and Cheryl and I, and to say, could Trump be the candidate of health freedom? How far do you think he can push this, Jonathan?
Well, I like the opposition arguments that are already coalescing and attempting to create diversion, which is constantly a Washington thing for a president who has a mandate to do something that they don't want. And in this instance, they're saying, hey, look, you can't dismantle Obamacare. You might be able to alter it in some respects, but you can't. It'd be impossible to completely disentangle the nation from this complex statutory scheme. Utter nonsense. You can repeal the whole thing. Does that mean that people are going to be destitute? Absolutely not. They're going to be able to go to an emergency room if they need help, and it's by law they're going to be able to get that help. And in addition, if it's followed by a medical savings account type program, like Trump has promised, more people than 50 million people are going to be able to get the benefit of that. And without restrictions on the kind of health insurance you can get,
yeah,
my goodness, there's going to be a free market in health care. Without the mandates, there's going to be a free market in health,
yeah,
in health insurance.
Cheryl,
you can get what you want.
Can you imagine where the insurance companies are free to offer different products for different people that they actually want?
Wow, it sounds like a constitutional system to me. You know, if I had my choice, all the policies that Trump wants to put in effect in his first 100 days, I would go with Obamacare first and foremost. I think that's one of the most hated, universally hated, for free market folk in America, Democrat and Republican, and I think that's the one that he has the chance to make his signature move with, kind of lay down the law of what kind of presidency he's going to have, and put forth a bold plan that he's not only promised, but I think that the American people have been begging for years now.
Yeah, well said. I mean, again, imagine this, and this is the thing also about the people he surrounds himself with, obviously concerned about that. Because, you know, as I've argued, there are very few people at the highest levels of government, besides a Jonathan Emord with your, you know, support for over the years writing legislation for Ron Paul and such, that even know how we got here, right? And how we restore freedom, not phony freedom, any lesser form of freedom, but real freedom in health and healing.
You know, go ahead.
Just quickly, it starts with a bold leader, and say what you will about Trump, he's got the boldness, at least, on his side.
Yeah, it's true. And, you know, the other thing they're saying about the Iran deal, they're saying, well, the United States is but one partner in a whole series of coalition partners, and the United States withdrawing from the Iran deal, it's not going to have that great of an impact, and it'll be a complicated thing because the other nations of the world will be supportive of it. Again, utter nonsense. The United States yanks the plug on that thing, restores sanctions, and lets Iran know, look, you mess around with our military in the Gulf and we're going to blow you to kingdom come. That will have a dramatic impact for sure. And the rest of Europe is going to think about whether or not it makes sense to stay in the deal.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no argument that reasonably can be made to stay with that deal or to stay with Obamacare.
Another interesting aspect of foreign policy is Russia. Putin didn't respect Obama, doesn't respect Clinton, and can't deal with them because they don't perceive him as someone who actually knows what he's doing. He's a smart guy, whether you like him or not. He looks at Trump and he sees somebody he can meet at the table with that's not going to pretend that there's nothing going on here. There can be deals made, so I think the risk for war with Russia goes down with Trump.
I would have to agree with that, Robert.
Yeah. Anyway, that's our opinion. Maybe Johnson has more to say on that. We're going to come back with Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty. Everybody, check out Cheryl Chumley online. She's got her new website up and running, CherylChumley.com. Links to her great articles and insights, and we love having her with us each and every week on the Sacred Fire of Liberty. Stand by. Jonathan Moore, Norm Singleton, coming back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
There was a mighty nation blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 polar bears.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Another great organization standing up for liberty is the Campaign for Liberty, originally founded by Ron Paul and his good buddy and right-hand man for a lot of years, Norm Singleton. He's got it going on now, and he's with us on the Sacred Fire of Liberty with Jonathan Emord each and every week. And, of course, Trump now, the president-elect, and we're talking about the things that he'll do, likely, when he gets into office. One of the questions we have is his interaction with the Federal Reserve. Should the Federal Reserve be nervous of a Donald Trump presidency? Norm, what do you think?
I hope they are nervous, because some of his comments were powerfully critical of the Fed, and in fact, he promised to audit the Fed. He actually tweeted earlier this year that that would be part of his first 100 days agenda, and Campaign for Liberty is really hoping he sticks by that, because we could. We're only 4 votes away from breaking the filibuster, we could easily, and we should be able to pass it with the help of the president. I think we'll see some Democrats maybe coming in line with that as they see how popular it is, and as they try to regain credibility, not necessarily with Trump supporters, but with the Bernie Sanders supporters, because Senator Sanders voted for audit the Fed in January, and he has been a sometime inconsistent champion, but he's been a longtime champion of Federal Reserve transparency. So this is an issue that unites the Paul with Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, Donald Trump, and Bernie Sanders, and Dennis Kucinich. And I don't think you can find a wider swath of opinion or of a wider coalition. But what they all have in common is whether they're libertarian, conservative, leftist, or socialist, is that they all are populist. And that's what this issue is, a populist issue. And it's an issue that puts the populist against the elitist. Yeah. And that is the Trump political fan.
Jonathan, why couldn't this also be, and maybe it can be, a constitutional issue? I mean, who dares look back at the founding of the Fed and says, you know what, you were not given the authority to outsource the printing of money?
Well, it is an old issue, and I doubt that there is a constitutional basis to proceed against the Fed, given the fact that the courts early on dealt with constitutional issues and rejected them. I don't think that was right, but that's what they did. So I think that would probably be a hard argument to make.
Okay. And what about the likelihood of Trump proposing a particular person for the Supreme Court who I think would be the best, Judge Andrew Napolitano?
That would be superb. Yeah, we would all love that. But I don't know that Andrew Napolitano is on his list, is he?
I don't know. Norm, do you know?
I have not heard. I think he probably would have been on Rand Paul's short list, along with Randy Barnett and a few others. And, of course, if I was right now advising Rand, I might recommend that Jonathan be for Attorney General, although he might not appreciate that and would never invite me to his house again. But if you look, actually, I think his judicial picks are quite good. I have some concerns with some of his cabinet picks. They seem to be the hawkish types that actually were, if you look at their history, in their very recent history, they don't really agree with Trump's criticism of the Iraq War. They don't agree with his criticism of regime change. They seem to be unrepentant neoconservatives, and that's a little concerning. Rudy Giuliani has a bad track record on civil liberties, and that's concerning. I think in the economic area, though, he's going to be pretty sound. I've heard he's going to get a lot of business people. And I heard something interesting today, which is that a lot of realtors are very excited about the Trump administration, because they think that he's going to bring in a lot of people from the business world, a lot of people from New York and other business centers, manufacturing. And these are people who don't have deep ties to D.C., so they're going to be looking for homes and apartments and condos in D.C. and Arlington and Alexandria and Bethesda. One way the Trump administration could stimulate the D.C. economy, at least, is to add more fire to what are already overheated housing market.
Yeah, well, as long as the federal government through U.S. taxpayers are not funding those purchases, which I don't think they would in this case, But I'm most encouraged.
Well, indirectly, if they're federal employees.
Yeah, true. I'm most encouraged with some of these economic advisors that he has, and also the potential for a renaissance in real healing freedom in America if he gets the right team in place, because he's obviously openly said Obamacare is done. But the whole concept of replacement, it's like Ron Paul always said, well, what, when he talked about the tax code, you want to repeal the whole tax code in the IRS? Yes. What do you want to replace it with? Nothing. And to me, I know this sounds extreme, and Jonathan, you'll have some perspectives on this as well. I would say repeal Obamacare and replace it with, well, almost nothing, but it would be freedom. Again, can we bring the freedom to heal to all areas of the American Republic? And I know some of this is a state-level issue, but the idea of moving beyond the pharmaceutical medical monopoly, its time has come.
Well, I would like to see him repeal Obamacare, but also replace it with a system that basically knocks out the really insidious regulations upon the practice of medicine that come from Medicare and its mandates through the insurance companies. So I'd like to see a much smaller footprint for Medicare, and I'd also like to see incentives created for opening up free markets in medical care and medical services, such
yes.
as allowing individuals who are not necessarily licensed in a particular state or having specific licenses, but nevertheless having the competency to perform medical services and provide care yeah. where they're competent to do so, and create more of a competitive environment all across the board. I'd like to see that in both. I'd like to see him get rid of all of the tax restrictions that are being imposed through Obamacare on medical devices. Manufacturers, which was a booming area of free market activity before the Obamacare taxes. And, if you get rid of Obamacare, you're talking about a massive deregulatory effect, because Obamacare has created these huge bureaucracies.
Yes.
And getting rid of it will deflate them. They'll want to stay. They'll scramble to come up with justifications, and he's got to get rid of them. And I think you're right. The general tendency should be not to do anything, but if you do something, it should be weighed to ensure that it has a pro-competitive, yeah. anti-regulatory effect.
And I think this would benefit medical doctors as well, lest they think I'm against them. I'm not. I want your freedom to practice as well, without the invasive, intrusive arm of government trying to tell you how to do it through third-party payers, semi-governmental or governmental organizations.
I think this might be a case where the so-called official representatives of the medical profession would be at odds with actual doctors. But I think if you talk to most doctors, they would welcome that, because they're the ones who face the restrictions on their practice from Medicare and Medicaid, and this has really become a backdoor to controlling the medical profession in so many ways, because they say we won't reimburse it. And the over-reliance reimbursed for certain things, and you have to follow all their codes and guidelines and all their paperwork. And then the so-called private medical sector, which, of course, is completely distorted by government policies, have basically given the insurance companies, along with the government, federal and state governments, so much control over medicine and that's why you see a lot of doctors either leaving the profession because of Obamacare and other regulations, or setting up going into concierge medicine, or just being cash only or HSA only, and saying that we don't accept insurance, we don't accept Medicare, we don't accept Medicaid. And this is another one of the problems with Obamacare. Even if you can get it, after all the price hikes and premium increases, even if you can afford it, what good is it going to do if you can't find a doctor? Same with Medicare, same with Medicaid.
Yes. And Norm, the happiest doctors I interact with, Norm, are the ones that are outside of Medicare, Medicaid, and the insurance system.
Right.
The ones that open up concierge cash practices. They're so happy,
yeah.
you can't imagine.
Right. And the people who are stuck in the current system are the poor, and those who, and the middle class and the working class, and those who would have a problem paying everything out of pocket under our current system. And that's why we desperately need a free market in Medicare as with, or in health care as with all other things. My tax accountant told me when we were discussing, because I asked him why it seemed like mine and everybody else's federal taxes have gone up so many years, so much, and he said it's Obamacare. He said there are hidden taxes in every place of Obamacare, in every part of Obamacare, and it I can't use the exact phrasing he uses, but it hits hardest the very people that it is supposed to help. And on Jonathan's point about medicine, I think that we may have some hope for some freedom in FDA. I wouldn't be surprised if the Cranston regulations, this was their nail in the coffin, what happened Tuesday, because the DEA and the FDA will be looking at a guy who's run on promising to get rid of regulations across the board, who understands that regulations are a drain on the economy. And I think that he can probably be convinced by the right people that are shown that this is for health care. So I think for all the potential negatives of President Trump, and I understand that. I understand why.
There are opportunities. There are opportunities.
There are opportunities.
Yeah, and there are challenges as well. We're going to do more on that. Also, another first for the U.S. presidency, President-elect Trump. What else has he done that no other president ever before has done? And Norm Singleton will report on that for us. Very unique.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Why be
held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing PIX Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with PIX and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PIXWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick PIX and get connected today.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S., to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, now seeing evidence that the CDC, the people at the CDC are nervous about Trump's win, and they should be. There's a cesspool of corruption in Atlanta on Clifton Road right next to Emory University and the Centers for Disease Control. We need to shake up the bureaucratic oligarchy at all levels. Without exception, and maybe Donald Trump will be up for that. Certainly, Norm, he's got qualifications by one of the things that he is that no other president has been before. What is that?
Well, this is an historic week. It's an historic first because Donald Trump is the first member of the World Wrestling Entertainment to Hall of Fame to ever be elected president. And, This is a step forward for wrestling fans across the nation. Even if you don't like Donald Trump, I think this does pave the way maybe for future John Cena or Triple H or maybe even Vince McMahon run for the White House.
More wrestlers with attitude. Well, Jonathan, I'm sure we wouldn't be upset if he takes on the bureaucratic oligarchy like a wrestler.
Nope. We'd like him to slam him on the mat. And, until they say scream uncle, and then even then.
Yeah.
But, yes, it's going to be, this is a fascinating change. This is truly a opportunity, one of the first opportunities we've ever had for an outsider not tied into the political apparatus, not beholden to them, who can come in there and, if he will, shake things up in a way that will have lasting positive reverberations. You know, Jefferson called for a revolution every 14 years. The founding fathers predicted that our republic could not last. They anticipated that corruption would come with the growth of government. It was even in Jefferson's own administration that he feared that the parasitic government had become too large and that it was going to violate the people's liberties. So, you see, that this is something that government breeds. It's endemic in government that it grow, that it violate rights, and that it be corrupt. And so it takes a revolution in the form this time, a peaceful revolution, the election of a person from the outside who's come in on a promise to bash things down and change things and to restore a government of constitutionality, restore a government of limited power, and reduce taxes, give people more freedom to do with their own income, and allow business the freedom to grow and expand and provide opportunities, and wipe out regulations that are stifling that. You know, one of the big areas that Trump is going to very quickly come into contact with is the EPA. He's going to change EPA regulation. He's going to allow the development of domestic energy sources. And if he fulfills that promise and opens up that door, we're going to see an enormous economic market. And we're going to see far less dependency on things overseas. And we're going to see, for the first time in the last 30 years, an opportunity for true and massive domestic growth in energy production, which is going to be phenomenal. Mm-hmm. So there are many, many sectors of the marketplace that are suddenly going to be freed.
Yeah.
And that's going to have a huge impact because it's going to grow the economy. He's committed to making sure that GDP goes up. And in order to do that, there really is only one recipe, and that's to lower taxation and dramatically reduce federal regulation. If he doesn't do that, he's not going to be able to grow that GDP.
Norm, we got about 30 seconds. If you got any other hopeful things to add in terms of the restoration of liberty under a Trump administration.
Well, I just want to say that it is kind of odd to get back to just the losing candidate for me, since Hillary Clinton has been a figure in my political life since the early 90s, and the fact that this is the last show where we'll ever discuss her, it seems going to be a little strange, and I wish her well in retirement and potentially enjoying finding out that orange is the new black.
Well said, Norm. Well said. Yes, we will shed a tear for her if she's behind bars, especially. Maybe not. All right, Jonathan E. Moore, thank you for rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty. And, of course, Cheryl Chumley, CherylChumley.com. Next hour, we got a lot more broadcast healing. Super Don's going to soothe you if you're upset about the election results. Also, Jack Wolfson, Dr. Jack Wolfson, is going to talk vaccines at a big event in Phoenix, Arizona this weekend. Stick with us. Lots more broadcast healing to go. Well, the reason is, actually, is the power to heal is yours. Oh, yeah, that's it.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4939. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4939. That's 1-800-656-4939. 1-800-656-4939.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food storage. I love to eat. Yum!